From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Mary Carey. Thanks for joining me today. The first time I heard the word bleisure at a travel conference 2 years ago, I was a little skeptical about the word. Although I still can't say I love it, according to the travel industry, bleisure travel is on the rise. What is bleisure, you may be wondering? Well, it's basically the combination of business and leisure travel. So if you tack on a few days of leisure travel to the front or back end of a business trip, you're booking what travel industry experts track as bleisure travel. According to data gathering company SAP Concur, most travelers add on 2 days, most bleisure travel takes place in September and October, and most bleisure travelers are extending their travel in top destinations like New York City, Chicago, and London. Most stay in home sharing properties, and those who work in the manufacturing, tech, and financial services account for roughly 40% of all bleisure trips. So it looks like bleisure is here to stay. For more travel info, visit rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels.